This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' account on 18th June under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this today. Mr. Chauhan said he has written a letter to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on 18th June. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister, he is discussing and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers with officials of the ministry. In Uttarakhand, at least 13 people have been killed in a road accident on Badrinath National Highway near Ratoli in Rudraprayag district when a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured people were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while another 7 are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, there were 26 people on board the vehicle. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep condolences. The Chief Minister has instructed the District Magistrate to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the incident. The Prime Minister has announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. At least 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh today. In the gun battle, a Jawan of Special Task Force was also killed and 2 other security personnel were injured. A joint team of BSF, ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force had launched search on the basis of inputs regarding the presence of Maoists in Abujmar area, which resulted in an encounter this morning. Bodies of killed Maoists along with 2 rifles, 1 BGL launcher and other arms and ammunition were recovered from the spot. Injured security personnel are reported to be stable. The search operation in the area is going on. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting tomorrow morning to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and the preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Yesterday, Mr. Shah reviewed the security situation in the Union Territory in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi. The group of seven G7 nations have vowed to tackle what they called unfair business practices by China that were undermining their workers and industries. The joint statement on the final day of annual summit in Italy also warned of action against Chinese financial institutions that helped Russia obtain weaponry for its war against Ukraine. The G7 nations have also pledged support to specific infrastructure projects like the India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor in their statement. The leaders reaffirmed their dedication to a free and open Indo-Pacific governed by international law. The scorching heat in Uttar Pradesh is breaking all records. Along with the day temperature, the night temperature is also increasing continuously. The minimum temperature in Prayagraj has broken the record of the last 127 years. The minimum temperature in Prayagraj was recorded at 34.3 degrees Celsius today. The previous high was 33.5 degrees in June of 1898. The 18th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival was inaugurated in Mumbai in a grand opening ceremony this evening. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, and film celebrities Randeep Hooda and Divya Datta were present at the inauguration. And that is the end of this news bulletin.